Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Talk about dressing, talk about stuffing, talk about chicken and turkey. Thanksgiving is your day. Thanksgiving is my day. Thanksgiving all the way. Thank. What you thankful for? Cheese? What you thankful for? My grandma. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Most of the time, it was just me and Mom, you know, in military base housing. We had Cutie, our German Shepherd. Just us two in the house. Mom would make us Cornish hens instead of big turkeys. Do it that way.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's the Dopey Millennials, Caleb Johnson and Garrett Chapman with you. That was the voice of John Collins, Atlanta Hawk. For now and for the foreseeable future, there's no crazy trades are going to happen right now, I can assure you. But that was John telling us what Thanksgiving was like for him growing up. I know Garrett and I both have kind of given you an insight of we talked to Joe Patrick just a few minutes ago about what Thanksgiving is like. So it seems a consensus from Garrett, from me, from Joe, that Thanksgiving lunch then fades into, you know, some people do dinner. John, I loved you talked about his dog Cutie was the one getting, like, essentially, like, the table scraps and things like that. I wanted to get me and my wife's dog Salem involved in our Thanksgiving this year. I wanted to bring her down, but my wife's like, no, she's fine. She'll just leave her at the house. Like, she'll be fine. Give her a bone and let her enjoy her day. But I hope you are enjoying your Thanksgiving day as we're in the final hour of the Dopey Millennials Thanksgiving Day show. And hope you get to spend some time with family. If you're working, thank you for everything that you do. But now, Garrett, it's time for us to get into a segment we haven't done before, but it felt very fitting for Thanksgiving Day. We're going to get into the leftovers, all of the headlines that we did not get into to start the show. One thing that we didn't get to mention when it came to the Hawks beating the Kings last night, 115-106, a great win for the Hawks as they snapped the Kings' 7-game winning streak. I wanted to play for the people Kevin Huerter, who is so beloved in the city, was obviously traded in the offseason for pieces that I'm sure most Hawk fans would rather have Kevin Huerter in the city instead of the pieces that he was traded for. But I wanted people to hear Kevin Huerter going all in on being a member of the Kings and a radio appearance he had yesterday before the game.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm trying to beat him by 50 tonight. yeah, that goes without saying. I love my time when I was there, but I'm loving my time in Sacramento right now even more. So, you know, there's just the next team that's in front of us, keeping us from winning 8 straight. So, you know, we're trying to beat him by 50.
That was Kevin Huerter with Sacktown Sports, 11:40 a.m., as he apparently does a weekly appearance with them now. So Kevin, I have to appreciate the fact that he gets traded to a new team and he didn't do one of those, like, oh man, I really wish I was back in Atlanta kind of deals. Like, it was he's a member of the Kings now, and I'm sure he wants to beat the team that traded him away for Justin Holliday with Mo Harkless and a first round pick. Like that was the trade that essentially it was a way of getting some money off the books because Hawks fans might not like it. But our Hawks owner, Tony Ressler, said that he would go into the luxury tax if this team was competing for a championship. I don't think anyone thinks they're competing for a championship right now. So he didn't go into the luxury tax. He traded away a piece like Kevin Huerter. And Kevin going full member of the Kings, you know, saying he wants to beat the Hawks by 50. It didn't happen. Kevin Huerter didn't even have that great of a night as the Hawks were able to limit him.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a good season over there in Sacramento. He's already made comparisons to Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
Yeah, from Kevin Durant. Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far necessarily, but he's shooting about damn near 50%.
50.
I mean, yeah. Lord have mercy, this dude is shooting the daylights out of the ball. I mean, 16.5 points per game, 3.2 rebounds, 3.4 assists. I mean, like, that's a peak Kevin Huerter. Look, he's shooting at a high clip, 7.4 attempts per game. He's hitting 50% of those, and that's about as good as you can possibly get for Kevin Huerter. And he's having a great season, happy for him. He's found a good system that suits him. And we talked to DeSean Tate earlier, and it's like, I don't think anybody's confusing the Sacramento Kings necessarily with, like, a big-time playoff threat necessarily. We don't know who they are. They're a young team. But Kevin Huerter is going to be a piece of that core for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, they're another team, much like the Utah Jazz, you get into the Indiana Pacers, like teams who don't necessarily have stars but are managing to win games. Moving into college football, because there's going to be plenty of exciting college football to pay attention to. Not only tonight, Garrett, but this weekend is obviously the Egg Bowl this year has a little bit more attention placed onto it. I won't lie to you. I'll let the people in on this. My buddy Harry Lyles, who works for ESPN as their sideline reporter, I was trying to have him on today, and when I reached out to him to get him on the show, he was like, dude, I'm in production meetings for the Egg Bowl, because he's working the sidelines for the Egg Bowl tonight, which is a more exciting game. It's not necessarily because Mississippi State isn't any good. I think Ole Miss is, what, ranked 20th so far?
They've had a good season.
Yeah, okay. But, obviously, the big news of the week was a reporter, and I can't remember the reporter's name now. But
Sokoloff. John Sokoloff. He's the news director for, the station is, but it's a station in Starkville, Mississippi.
Okay. Is his Twitter account still active?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He did delete his Twitter account because I thought it was the bullying that Lane Kiffin did this week after John Sokoloff reported that Lane Kiffin was moving to Auburn. He was leaving Ole Miss, going to take over the Auburn job. And unfortunately for John Sokoloff, it is better to be right than it is to be first, and this is another reminder of that, as Sokoloff appears to be wrong, unless some magical change of heart from Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin went as far as doing a players' meeting to meet with his players and let them know, hey, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here. And honestly, in my opinion, I don't know how you feel about this, Garrett, but, like, why would he? I mean, he's got a dream SEC job for the caliber of coach that I see Lane Kiffin being.
I don't know. Look, he's Auburn's a better job than Ole Miss. Anybody?
How?
Money, status. Look, we look at the situation. Ole Miss hasn't competed for a championship since, what, the Korean War? I mean,
okay,
we're looking.
Sure.
Yeah, and Auburn's fresh off of one. We see that they can win one. They've played in two in the last decade. You know, like, look, Auburn is a better program. They have more money. They have more name, image, and likeness funds. They have better facilities. I mean, we're in a situation where, I mean, it's not like he's going to Alabama.
But that's not what I'm saying. But that's why I don't think Auburn is a better job than Ole Miss for Lane Kiffin, because Auburn, how many coaches have they had since they won those national championships? Like, they've gone through coaches. You know why?
Sure.
Because that fan base thinks they are Alabama, and
well,
so
it's hard
if they're
to be,
not winning
you're pigeonholed
to that caliber.
You're pigeonholed into a state alongside of them, and everything that you do is compared to Alabama and Nick Saban.
Yeah, and is Lane Kiffin going to get fired at Ole Miss for winning 8 games? No. Like, he's going to get applauded and be like, you did a great job this year, coach. And I feel like he gets to have more fun at Ole Miss. So I didn't understand why this would ever be a realistic move for Lane Kiffin to make. And it seems like, you know, he was confident enough that he shut it down.
I'm not completely convinced that he's not going to take the job. I wouldn't put anything past Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin is going to do what Lane Kiffin wants to do. I think he'd be a fine fit at Auburn. I think that they have better options, truthfully. But look, Lane Kiffin's a great coach. He's shown that how talented of a coach he is over there at Ole Miss this past couple of years specifically. But at the end of the day, it's like I was talking to Andy Bunker about this the other day when he was covering Hawks. I'm like, well, look, I mean, if he does go to Auburn, what's his marquee win? I can't necessarily sit here and point to a single win that says, oh, that's Lane Kiffin. That is the guy. Because his two biggest games that he's played this year, LSU and Alabama, he lost both of them.
Sure.
He lost both.
And guess
he's
what?
He's consistently been that guy who's lost that big game when it matters most. And I don't want to sit here and judge him necessarily on those games. But look, you got to be able to get the job done, especially if you're going to be compared to Nick Saban in Alabama, especially in that state where it matters so much. I'm not fully convinced that he isn't going to be taking that job at Auburn. But he also does have a good system. He's set up right now at Ole Miss. He's got a running game that's lights out. Quinshon Judkins, the freshman over there, he's potentially going to be going and breaking Herschel Walker's freshman rushing record. That's a big deal. That's a very big deal. Quinshon Judkins is probably the best freshman running back in the country by leaps and bounds. And I'm not fully convinced that if he does go to Auburn, those guys won't follow him. But he's got a good system set up over there in Mississippi.
That's what I was saying. Like the two biggest games you talked about, LSU, Alabama, lost both of them. And guess what? That fan base, our Stephen Gagliano, producer here at 929 The Game, big Ole Miss fan, obviously Ole Miss grad. You know what they'll all do? Get him again next year, coach. Like there's not a. You know what the Auburn fans do? Losing to LSU and Alabama, fire him. Yeah. So, like, there's absolutely no reason for Lane Kiffin to make that shift. The other big games obviously going on in college football this weekend. Well, I can't even call them a big game, but annual game. You've got Auburn at number 7, Bama. That doesn't feel nearly as big as it normally does. The Iron Bowl. You've also got, of course, number 1 UGA against Georgia Tech at noon.
Clean old-fashioned hate.
And then the big one that everyone will be focused on, number 3 Michigan at number 2 Ohio State.
That's going to be so much fun.
Yes, so much fun, and we'll determine what happens with the college football playoff. Speaking of, though, we mentioned clean old-fashioned hate. It's headed for another snooze fest, at least I believe, in Athens this weekend. Is there any hope for the future that changes? We're going to talk to Bryce Kuhn of 24/7 Sports. He covers the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, and he'll let us know if there's any hope alive for clean old-fashioned hate in the future. It's the Dopey Millennials on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Thanksgiving is our own holiday, and football is this great indigenous sport created here in America for Americans. And so it was just a natural, perfect blend of two great American traditions.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy Thanksgiving!
From Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And the Odyssey app, it's the Dopey Millennials. Caleb Johnson and Garrett Chapman with you for just a couple more segments as we wrap up this Thanksgiving Day show. Hope you're having a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you're enjoying it, whether you're out in your car, driving around, heading to a lunch, dinner, whether you're working, one of the hard workers, police or paramedics. Everyone who has to go out and work, people in the stores. Are the stores, Garrett, are the stores open today? I know
we
were having this conversation, off air before we got the show started, of like, Black Friday's really not the same thing that it has been before. Because I know there for a while, it was Black Friday was the big deal, and then it had started creeping into like Thanksgiving night. Of like stores were opening Thanksgiving night.
You get through a full Thanksgiving before it's like, oh, Black Friday, here we go.
Well, and I think it feels like as part of the direction of like just online shopping and things of that nature have gone is the fact that you don't need to go physically in a store anymore. And so I noticed a lot of stores have started opening things up like the week of. I know I did some technically Black Friday shopping on Monday, because needed to get some Christmas gifts and was able to take care of it. So I didn't have to worry about, going in a physical store. I hope, I don't know, maybe this, I shouldn't say that, but like, I hope like the days of having to go in a physical store for all of these like specific items, Thanksgiving evening or Black Friday are just not as big of a deal anymore as online shopping's kind of taken over that.
Yeah, I enjoy a little bit of shopping every now and then, but it's not really necessarily my favorite thing in the world to do. I'm more of a needs-based shopper, so if I have something I want or need, then I will go get it, and then I will leave. I don't really window shop necessarily, so I'm fine with going in, and if I go to like a Best Buy or something, I know what I want, so I'm going to go in and go grab it. But we are ushering in Bryce Kuhn. We're trying to see if we can get him on. But in the meantime, I do want to talk about clean old-fashioned hate. I feel like this is a meaningful rivalry. This is something that really does matter a lot to a lot of people.
Well, it used to.
I think it still does. It still does matter a whole heck of a lot. Just ask anybody at the trade school on North Avenue. Every single one of those guys cares about this rivalry. And I mean, maybe the people in Athens don't care quite as much. And I think that's just because, I mean, the levels that these programs are on right now are just so dramatically different. But look, Georgia Tech's playing good football right now. They got Brent Key, who's in there right now. I know that you feel one way, and I feel the other about who's going to be leading this program in the future.
I think it's Brent Key's job to lose at this point. I don't
think you lose it today necessarily.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
they can lose 55-0, and he can still get the job.
100% agree.
I'm not necessarily as sold as you are. I think that Jamie Chadwell is another fantastic option. I mean, if he were to come to coach on the flats, I think that would be a good decision. He's a guy who can come in and adapt. He runs multiple fronts on offense. I think it would spook some people a little bit because he does run kind of a triple option. And we saw how that ended over there at Georgia Tech with Paul Johnson.
So then you've got to redo your recruiting again. Like, you've got to...
But that's the thing. But he will adapt to whatever is there. He throws the ball a whole heck of a lot more.
Sure.
I mean, look at Coastal Carolina. I mean, he has success in building a program. And I think that's something that they want to see. I mean, Brent Key, I mean, he's done an admirable job. But he hasn't gone through a full recruiting cycle. He still has to interview for the job. I mean, yes, he has an interview every single Saturday with how his team performs, and coming off of a shocking win last week over North Carolina, 21-17, where they trailed by 17 points.
Yeah.
At one point, they were playing one of the best. They were playing the best team in the Coastal Division of the ACC. I mean, North Carolina's a good team. Drake May, Josh Downs, that team is very good on offense. But what Georgia Tech was able to do on defense, they held them at, 97 yards in the second half? That was a fantastic performance, and credit to Brent Key for that.
That's what I'm
saying.
Nobody
was expecting that. That's the second time, I think they're the first team in, I don't know when, to overcome two 20-point underdog and just win straight up.
Yeah, but
they've done it twice this year.
I was about to say, two wins for Brent Key over top 25 teams, honestly, like, I would need someone specifically who covers Georgia Tech to remind me, how many top 25 wins does Jeff Collins have?
Zero. No. I think he had one.
I feel
like
North
Carolina last year in a game that I thought was a turning point for him in that program. It ended up obviously not being that way. But
That's the thing that I hate is, like, they need consistency, I think, to some extent. Brent Key has provided a sense of stability, I think, in that program. And here's the other thing. And here's the thing that, like, Georgia Tech people probably won't want to talk about. He's going to be cheaper than any other option that they have. Like, he's an assistant. And so giving him a little pay bump to take the interim tag off his coaching title is going to be a lot cheaper than even bringing in a Jamie Chadwell or somebody else, a flashy hire. So I
wouldn't say Jamie Chadwell's flashy, though. Would you?
But he's exciting, new.
He's new.
Yeah,
okay.
And he's looking for that next step up from Coastal Carolina, that big paying job. And so, hey, maybe you save a few bucks after having to bail out Jeff Collins and Todd Stansberry. And I can't remember if they're still paying any basketball coaches.
Maybe not anymore. I think they finished paying those guys off.
So stack your coins, make some money, and have a little bit lesser of a expensive. Because the thing is like, if they hire Brent Key and he goes in and it doesn't work out, all right, cool. You know, thanks for your time here in the flats. We'll go get the big option moving forward. It's one of those. I want clean old fashioned hate to mean something once again, and it just hasn't for I'm trying to remember. I need to pull up right now. When was the last time that clean old fashioned hate, like, genuinely meant something? Like, that it was actually competitive.
Late 90s, it was consistent. I mean, the 2000s, it was consistently competitive. I mean, it was a team that you're far from a guaranteed win. Georgia Tech's had three wins, I think, since the Mark Richt era began. It's consistently, Georgia's consistently the overwhelming favorite, but I mean, year one of Kirby Smart, he lost.
So it was 2016. 2016 was the last
2014
time.
2014 and 2008 were the three wins for Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody is going to fool themselves into thinking that Georgia Tech has a chance on Saturday. I mean, like, they're five touchdown underdogs. And Georgia's the best team in college football right now. But look, I like what Brent Key has done with the team this year. What he did last week, going in with a third string quarterback, running a two quarterback system because you really don't have any other options. And you're playing a top 15 opponent, Drake May. What he did last week was fantastic. But at the same time, you have a brand new athletic director in Jay Batt. You're looking at a situation where he might want to come in and put his own fingerprints in the organization.
That would make sense.
And I'm just not 100% convinced that he is the guy for the job. Could he be? Yeah, I think so. He's won games. He's got this team on the precipice of bowl contention, which is something that I don't think anybody was expecting after the way that we saw this season start under Jeff Collins. I mean, that was a miserable start. I mean, like, this team just, they could have spiraled out of control after losing to Central Florida. And they didn't have that. That just didn't happen. He was able to right the ship and steady this team, and they've competed to win and almost won a lot of games. They've looked bad at times. I mean, last week against Florida State, against Miami, they looked terrible. Virginia, that offense was miserable. I mean, we're looking at a situation where Zach Gibson steps out of bounds on the final play of the game, doesn't even give these guys a chance down the field. So I'm not going to sit here and say that it's been all sunshine and roses for Brent Key, but he has done an admirable job.
Well, the thing that I was thinking about, so I was talking last night at the Hawks game. Aaron Wilson is the AJC intern this semester, and I'm proud to see it because he is a Georgia State student, doing really well. And he's been covering Georgia Tech a lot with Ken Segura, who obviously covers them for the AJC, and he said that like Ken Segura and a lot of the reporters around Georgia Tech really think that this is Brent Key's job. And the thing that I didn't realize, because I went, oh no, how sad, like Georgia Tech needs a win over Georgia to make a bowl game. No, because there aren't enough 6-win bowl teams this year. Georgia Tech with a 5-win record and their academic ratings, I can't remember the acronym they use for that, but their academic rankings are high enough that it's like, no, Georgia Tech could actually make a bowl game this year.
Yeah.
And to do that under an interim head coach for what Brent Key's been able to do, for the fact that Brent Key has gotten Georgia Tech a full segment on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Thanksgiving Day. Like that, come on. You know, clap yeah. it up. Like he's doing something, I feel like, that you wouldn't have expected Jeff Collins to do.
And so,
that's why I am rooting for him. I'm with you, though, the new AD hire, like wanting to bring in his own guy. But, hey, maybe just, like, don't overthink it this time. And
we'll see what happens with it. Elsewhere in college football, though, because, I mean, I do want to talk a little bit about this Michigan-Ohio State game. Just a tiny bit. I know
yeah, sure.
we're coming up here to the
no,
end.
We got time. We got
but
time.
Because this game is just so magnified. Just because, I mean, like, we're looking at a situation where Ohio State and Michigan is, depending on what part of the country you're from, it is the biggest rivalry in college football.
Absolutely.
Depending on
yeah.
where you're from. I'm a little partial to one that happens over one state over, but that's neither here nor there. Ohio State and Michigan, the implications and the ramifications for this game could not possibly be higher. And one point that I do want to make is that, take this in. Just soak in how important this game is on Saturday, because we will soon lose that. I know we've had this conversation as far as college football playoff expansion is concerned.
We are going
to lose this. We are going to lose this. We're the never say die kind of people are like, whatever. But look, this game means something because every single one of these players has a chance to, like, they have a chance to play in a college football playoff. And that means something. It's very meaningful to these guys. But I mean, on the field, Ohio State, CJ Stroud is, he's been so special this season. He's been very good. He's been very good.
People can tell me that, but he hasn't been good enough for me to like truly be locked into watching Ohio State football.
He's been very, very good this year. But one thing I do want to say about him, so where I was going with this, so first 6 weeks of the season, 207 QB rating, 70% completion percentage, 289 pass yards per game, and an average of 10.8 yards per attempt. Last four games, we have seen a dramatic decrease, 156 QB rating, 61%, 250 per game, and 8.53 yards per attempt. I'm not completely convinced. This is the best defense he's faced all season.
Yeah.
I'm not completely convinced that they are going to come out there and just run around like they have all season. Blake Corum on the other side, he's a legitimate Heisman contender. He has some injury concerns. I want to see him healthy. If he is healthy in this game, this is going to be a fantastic football game. I'm so excited for this.
Well, I'm more so excited just for the pure fact of, like, you're not getting anything exciting from Georgia Tech. You're not getting anything exciting, I don't really think, out of the Iron Bowl. Like, there's no
USC Notre Dame is another very fun game that's happening that night.
Sure.
Marcus Freeman has turned around that program.
Yeah.
He's got up winning games at a high clip.
But
they're playing some of the best football that they've played all season long. They're up in the top 15. Who would have said that after the way that team started over there? And then Caleb Williams, I mean, he's potential future Atlanta Falcon. I don't know. Playing quarterback.
Okay.
You never know.
Yeah,
it should be a lot of fun.
I'm just glad that we've got one matchup of the weekend that's like truly going to change one of those two teams' season. And I'm excited for it. Like we said earlier, the Egg Bowl tonight, still going to be a fun one, a very competitive one. Those two teams really do hate each other. But we've got one final segment left in the show. As always, here on the Dopey Millennials, we wrap things up with a news you can lose, and then we will hand out some participation trophies. It's the Dopey Millennials on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey man, Mike Bell here from Dukes and Bell. And folks, we just want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. As Carl and I say on the show all the time, we can't do without you. We got the best listeners in town. So hope you and the family are having a great holiday. And hope the family isn't aggravating you. And hope you like that green bean casserole. Yuck. Anyway, have a great holiday season from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's the Dopey Millennials. Caleb Johnson and Garrett Chapman with you for one final segment before we turn things over to the Buffalo Bills at the Detroit Lions for their, 12:30 kickoff. Of course, you know, the Lions, always a team that gets featured on Thanksgiving Day. The Buffalo-Detroit game will lead right into the New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys. And then wrapping up the NFL slate for today, the New England Patriots at the Minnesota Vikings. Just real quick, real random too. Garrett, are you a believer in the Minnesota Vikings?
In what context?
Do you believe they're...
Super Bowl? No.
Okay. Why not?
I think they'll win the NFC North. They're actually my preseason pick to win the NFC North.
Yeah, but I feel like to win the NFC North is not really...
They showed us who they were last week. I mean, they're a good football team.
All right.
They're a good football team. Don't get me wrong. They're a good team. They're not a great team. This is not a team that I think is going to be... Let's just put it this way. The NFC is wide open.
Yeah.
It's wide open. I'm not fully convinced that the Eagles are the team to get it done. I don't believe that they're going to be able to throw the ball with any level of effectiveness when it all comes down to it. When they have to, if they get pressed and really pushed, I'm not fully convinced that they're going to be able to go do that.
Yeah, I saw a stat yesterday that I wanted to pull up. The reason why I wanted to talk about the Vikings, just because, well, first off, I never have been and I never will be a believer in Kirk Cousins as a quarterback.
He gets so much hate, man. I mean,
and
he gets so much hate.
Deservedly so.
Oh,
dude, he's not.
He's
a good
better
quarterback.
Than people. He's simultaneously not as good as some people think and much better than other people think.
Win a game that matters and you'll get my respect.
I get
Thank
that.
You. And.
And win on prime, in prime time, no less.
And I don't like to pocket watch people, but like that man's made so much money just to be such a. Irrelevant.
Slightly above average.
Yeah.
Slightly above average.
And always, like you said, always losing the big moments. Here's the stat that's like mind-blowing when it comes to the Vikings. The Vikings are 8-2 this season with net points of -2. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 3-7 this season with net points +11.
You say net points isn't like score differential?
Yeah. Like when you add
it helps
up
when you it helps when you lose a game to the Cowboys the way that they did last
40
week.
40-3.
Yeah. 40-3. But that completely throws off whatever metric it is.
Well, but it still stands. And it's like
sure.
It also was one of those like that game was so bad that CBS was like 8-2
still stands too.
Yeah, but like how many games are they winning by, you know, less than a score? And you get into situations where, like, I don't know, their season could look very different, and I'm just not a strong believer. I saw that stat yesterday, and I was like, yeah, this just further shows how I don't take them seriously. But like I said earlier, Bills at Lions today, Giants at the Cowboys, and then wrapping up the NFL slate, the Patriots at the Vikings. Like I said, one final segment we've got with you. We always do a news you can lose, where we bring in some things, something that's not news you can lose, but has been something that we somehow keep running out of time to be able to talk about. The World Cup is going on, and we've got a World Cup show, every evening?
Every night.
Yeah, with
Jess Sharman, Jason Longshore.
Yeah, doing a
great stuff. No, I listened to that last night. Fantastic show. Jess Sharman's going to be joining Chris Goforth tomorrow. She's going to help us break down the United States match against England at 2:00. That match I'm very excited for. Fortunately, I'm finishing up here at the studio by 2:00, and I can head over to a pub somewhere, maybe one of those Atlanta United watch parties, and get a view of that game. That's going to be so much fun.
Yes.
Biggest match that this country has played in a very long time, at least in the last 8 years.
So when it comes to the Atlanta soccer tonight, Jason Longshore, Jess Sharman, they are nightly after any play-by-play event that we have here because they're going to be on tonight, or John Chuckery's show. They've got guests including Youngway Koo, Jalen Hawkins, Clint Capella, Carlos Bocanegra, Michael Parkhurst, and more. So a bunch of different guest sports people here in Atlanta. They're going to talk to them about their love of the game. Yeah, and just here's my take when it comes to the World Cup because, yes, I am a guy who pops in every 4 years and goes, USA, USA, USA. I'm sorry. I'm just not keeping up with it all the time. Make fun of me, attack me. I don't care. But there is nothing like that immediate surge of patriotism that hit earlier this week when the United States played Wales.
Oh, yeah.
And is going to hit even harder when the United States plays England. Tomorrow at the game's at 2:00, right?
Yeah. I'm about to get very patriotic very quickly. I gotta find a red white. I'm gonna wear my red, white, and blue. Absolutely, no question about it. That's gonna be so much fun. That match is going to be such an important. I mean, look, the Team USA needs 4 points. They need to get 4 points in some capacity. I hope that's the goal at least, because if they can get 4, then we're looking at a situation where they really are in a good spot to advance to the knockout rounds. If they can get a decent result, if they can pull out a draw in this match, I think that this team has a chance of advancing. If they get smacked around, then that's all she wrote. But look, this is really, at the end of the day, it's like this is one of the most talented teams in the history of this country when it comes to soccer. And it's young, it's dynamic, but it's inexperienced. And it's getting ready. It's really a primer for what we are going to be hopefully seeing when Team USA comes back and plays in the World Cup right here in the United States in 4 years.
Yeah, that's more of it. Is like I'm one of those. I'm just happy we're here. You know, like don't
might
forget.
As well, hey, anytime we could beat England up, I'm more than happy to do that. I'll pound my chest for that.
I'm just happy we're here because, you know, 4 years ago, like going through a competition in sports where the United States is not involved is embarrassing. And so to be at this point, I'm just excited. I love also because, you know, obviously with everything happening with Twitter's ownership and the cesspool that it kind of has become a bit, the one thing that I do love too is like Twitter's involvement and everybody getting on the same page when it comes to the United States playing in the World Cup. Like everybody on my Twitter feed was tweeting about it whether it was, you know, people who watch things regularly or not, like, we're just excited about that. And I don't know. I just love the energy, the excitement that comes when the World Cup comes around every 4 years. And hopefully the United States can stay competitive, pull off a win maybe. Even,
let's see what, like, we can do. I've seen crazier things happen.
Yeah, I'm just it's one of those things that I'm just excited about it.
One crazy stat that I know we're about to move on to.
Are you fine?
Yeah, so Mike Conte tweeted this. The Team USA hasn't beaten a team from Europe in the World Cup since the 50s.
Oh, yeah, because that it was
that?
Almost headed that way against Wales, and then obviously the, 83rd minute happened.
50s. It was like, that's crazy. Yeah. Let's write that shit. Let's write that wrong on Friday.
Okay. One story we wanted to get to in news you can lose. EA Sports delaying our college football game that we're supposed to get in 2023 until 2024. Garrett, your thoughts?
I'm a little upset.
A little.
They've had a decade to get this right. Yeah. They have had a decade. I'm not even a big gamer. Big gamer,
no,
but I love
either.
This game. I love that game. And if they come in and respectfully, they just didn't want to put a new skin on just their Madden engine, which is terrible. A terrible football game. They have ruined Madden. If they ruin this college football game, I am going to have so many emotions. I will be very upset about that. But we already have to wait. We've waited a decade. What's another 12 months, right? It hurts.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, the pressure is on for them because...
Oh, they have to get it right.
Well,
they got to.
But just purely for the fact of, like, we had gone so long waiting for it and just being like, you know, oh yeah, maybe next year we'll get it. Maybe next year we'll get it. And I'm trying to think. Chris, his last name starts with a V, is the college football reporter who's been really big in like reporting on the game and like different elements of the game that we should expect. And when the news broke that it was like 2023, it's happening. It's real. Mm-hmm. We're getting, and now the excuse being to push it to 2024 because, well, we've got to get all the incorporation with name, image, and likeness so we can get players paid, all these sorts of things. It's like, I just don't want excuses anymore.
Get your business done.
Yeah.
Yay, come on.
Like, I don't want any more excuses. I want the actual game to get here. I want that excitement that I had in, what was that? Was it? It was 2014, but it was really 2013 that the game came out. I remember playing it on my PS3. I had that game for such a long time and would like continue to play it. I kept my PS3 around so I could continue to play it. And then I went and hung out with some friends. And it was like a big group of friends. We all went over and were playing video games, that sort of thing. And I remember I brought my copy of College Football 14. And when I went home, the game was not in the case anymore. And, like, that's such an awkward thing. Yeah. I've been sitting on that for, like, 7 years now.
Oh, yeah. Get that game, dude.
Yeah. And it was, like, I'm talking about grown men. Like, it was not, I'm not hanging out with little kids. Like, you know, this was not that long ago. So, yeah, I remember that happening of going and hanging out with a group of friends and just having that thought of, like, one of them stole that. Like one of them took it from me. Come on. And then so
I love that.
And then I don't know if you look at eBay now, but you try to buy the game and it's
too expensive. It's
yeah,
so expensive.
Insanely expensive. So it's not really a genuine option that you
can do anymore. I have 2013 and I play that one. That's the one I play.
Okay. But,
I haven't cracked open the 2K, excuse me, not 2K. I haven't cracked open NCAA 13 in a very long time.
I love this song. It's one of those, I feel like I forget about it every year until this time, you know, like it pops up on Twitter or I haven't seen it on TikTok. It hasn't reached
TikTok. I haven't
TikTok
seen yet. It yet.
But
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, no, a classic every year. Before we get out of here, though, very quickly, we've got less than a minute. Participation trophies you want to hand out?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to hand it out quickly to the otter that successfully picked Japan to beat Germany. He is... Otter Domus. I don't know. I was trying to something there. I couldn't think of anything. I was like, I'm gonna find something on the moment, but no.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give it to the Commodore, which is a breed of dog. It looks like a mop, And I want the Commodore to win today at the National Dog Show because my family's a National Dog Show type of family.
I respect it.
But we thank you, everybody, for listening today. It's the Dopey Millennials. Caleb Johnson, Garrett Chapman will be back with you in the future. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Peace.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.